Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We're going to be talking about spiritual warfare today and the next couple of weeks, and so I pray that you stay with us and tune in each and every Sunday and listen carefully to the words of the Lord. These aren't my words, but these come from the word of the Lord, and in them there is great wisdom and a great counsel. And I want you to understand, brethren, that the battle that we're in is a very intense battle, and each and every day, as each day passes, the battle grows more intense, the battle grows stronger. The devil is intent, as I spoke last week, the devil is intent on taking you out. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your faith walk, your salvation, the gifts of your Holy Spirit. And so he has a plan against you. But let me assure you that God has a plan for you, and greater is he. 1 John 4:4 tells us this, that greater is he that is in you, that is the big God that is in you, the God, creator God, Jehovah God, greater is he that is in you than that little he that is in the world, that little devil that is in the world. He can't stop the greater God that is in you. He cannot overcome that greater God. He will try, and he thinks he can, but he is a fool, he is a liar, he is a deceiver. And so if you keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, just as King David did, if you keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, God will deliver you from your enemies, and he will bless you, and he will keep you. In 2 Samuel 5, verse 17, it says, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it, and he went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of the Rephaim. And so David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. Well, I'm going to stop reading right there and just point out a couple of things in this passage here, right in verse 19 to start off with, and that is, when you are being burdened down and harassed and oppressed by the enemy of your soul, when you feel in despair, when you feel discouraged, when you feel like the enemy is getting the best of you, maybe he's coming against you and trying to drag you back into addictions, maybe he's trying to drag you back into pornography or back into alcohol or just into being lethargic and backslidden towards the kingdom, whatever it is that the enemy is coming against you, and in whatever way he is coming against you, the first thing that you need to do, the way out of your situation, the way to have victory in your situation, is you have to cry out to the Lord. You have to seek the Lord. In verse 19 it says, David says to the Lord, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And so the first thing that David did was seek counsel from the Lord. And many times we don't do that. Many times we run to the coffee shop and try to get counsel from all of our friends and buddies, or we try to get counsel from people that maybe don't give us sound wisdom, maybe don't know the Lord. Many times people take counsel from people that don't even know the Lord. And so they make serious mistakes. Many times they don't go to prayer. They don't seek the Lord in prayer. They don't listen to the Lord's instruction and to his commands. And so therefore, when you fall into the pit that the enemy has dug for you, or when you fall into the snare or into the net that the enemy has set for you, don't be surprised if you have not sought the Lord. Don't be surprised if you have not sought the Lord for his counsel if things go awry and if things go haywire and crazy and you can't figure out why. Well, look back. Who did you seek counsel from? Did you seek it from the Lord? Did you go to him first? Whether it is sickness, whether it is any situation in your life, whether it is trying to break loose and break free from bondage and addictions, whatever it is, seek the Lord with all of your heart, strength, mind, and soul. And when you do that, when you seek the Lord, then he will start to lay out the plan for you. Because point two is this. After you seek the Lord, God will show you that he is for you and he is not against you. In verse 19b, the Lord says to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand." Beloved, let me tell you, the Lord is for you. He is not against you. The Lord wants to bless you when you come to Him and you seek Him and you seek His counsel, you seek His strength. Delight yourself in the Lord. Psalm 37:4 tells us, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Matthew 6:33 says this, "Seek me first and my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And so when you seek the Lord and you seek His kingdom and His righteousness, then all those things that you desire for your life shall be added unto you. Maybe you desire peace that you don't have. Maybe you desire a strong witness that you don't have, to be able to go out and share your testimony and be a witness for God's kingdom. Maybe you seek a good job or things in the natural realm, a wife and children, a good family that you can be proud of. Maybe you seek for those things. Whatever it is you seek for, understand this. God is for you. He is not against you. And God is not stingy. Ask and you shall receive. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. For whoever asks receives, and whoever seeks finds, and he who knocks, the door shall be opened to him." And then that passage of Scripture goes on to say that as our earthly fathers gave us good gifts, so too our heavenly Father will give us good gifts when we ask Him for them. When we asked our earthly Father for a loaf of bread, He did not give us a stone, did He? Or when we asked Him for a loaf of bread, He did not give us a scorpion, did He? And so just as our earthly fathers, even though they are wicked, even though they are in the natural and have sin, they care about our welfare, they care about our good fortune and our blessings. Think how much more so our Heavenly Father cares about us. Think how much more so your Heavenly Father cares about you and wants you to have the good and perfect gifts of His kingdom. And I don't necessarily mean when I say that that you can claim all of the natural riches in the world. I don't believe that you can just claim everything that the bank has in their vault and it's going to be yours. I don't claim that for myself, and I don't believe you can claim that for yourself. But when you are asking for things of the kingdom, when you're asking for blessings of the kingdom, be it provision to do God's will, provision to go on a mission trip, provision to share the testimony that you have with other people. Maybe you need something to strengthen your walk with the Lord. Maybe you just need a strengthening in your walk. Whatever it is that you ask the Lord for, if it is going to advance His kingdom, and if it's going to strengthen you in your walk with the Lord and strengthen you in your personal testimony and into your calling and your destiny, God is not stingy. He will bless you with it. He will give it to you in His own perfect timing. It may not be at the snap of a finger. It may not be exactly when you want it, but in His own perfect timing, He will bless you with those things that you asked for to bless the kingdom. Well, let's go on to verse 20. It says, "David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there, and he said, 'The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water.' Therefore he called the name of the place Baal Perazim, and they left their images," that is the Philistines, "left their images there, and David and his men carried them away." And so David received blessing from the Lord. He got a great victory there over his enemies, and God wants to bless you. He wants you to have victory over your enemies. He wants you to walk into your calling so that you can go be a servant for the kingdom of God. You can serve Jesus Christ, your master, the commander in chief, and God wants you to move forward into that. And just as David got a great victory, and it came suddenly, it came through just like the breakthrough of the waters. And I'm sure many of you have seen floods and how water will break through a levee or break through a dam. This breakthrough came suddenly, it came quickly. And many times when God is for us and he's working behind the scenes, we get frustrated, we get impatient, and we say, "Lord, where are you?" We cry out, "Lord, where are you?" We don't see anything happening. we don't see anything, and we're getting impatient, and we are getting frustrated, and so we jump out ahead of the Lord and try to take things into our own hands. And David waited on the Lord, he got instruction from the Lord, and then he went to Baal-perazim, and he got victory over his enemies, and it came suddenly. And God is a God of suddenlies. He likes to do things suddenly, and as you wait on the Lord, you will renew your strength. It says in Isaiah 40:31, as you wait on the Lord, and those that wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength, and they will mount up on wings of eagles, and they will run, and they will not grow weary, and they will walk, and they shall not faint. And so as you wait, you renew your strength. As you wait in expectation. As you wait in hope that does not disappoint. As you wait, you keep thanking the Lord for that which you haven't seen. As you wait, you thank him as if you have already received, because you always thank after you receive. Well, now the time to thank is before you receive, because we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. As believers in the Lord, our faith goes before us. As we talked last week, that shield of faith is in our arm, and it's out ahead of us, and it goes before us. And so the faith that you have, that little measure of faith, goes on before you, and you start thanking the Lord for the victory that you have, that you haven't seen yet. You start thanking him for it, and you start praising the Lord for it. And when you do that, then you're operating in faith, you're walking in faith, believing that you have already received. Verse 22, it says that then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Okay, they're doing the same thing that they did in the first battle. And therefore David inquired of the Lord, and he said, "You shall not go up. Circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees." Well, I'm going to stop reading right there and go back to verse 22 and point out another point here, and that is that the devil is persistent and he does not give up. He does not easily give up. And so as you consider your battle, as you consider how it is that the devil is coming against you and how the demons are coming against you, understand this. The devil is persistent. He is not going to quit. He doesn't take vacations. He works 24/7, and his demons work for him 24/7. He doesn't take sick leave, and he doesn't take any time off. And so he is going to keep attacking you. He is going to keep attacking, no matter what the circumstance or the situation. He will not give up easily. He knows your family. He knows the weaknesses and the vulnerable points in you and your family. And so he is not going to give up easily. And so that's the third point I would like to make to you. And understand this, that your battle against the enemy of your soul is a lifelong battle, and it's going to intensify the higher you go in the kingdom. The more work you try to do for the kingdom, the battle will get greater, and the devil will bring more of his cohorts and imps and demons against you as you move forward in the kingdom. And as you try to take more territory for the kingdom, the devil will keep coming back. He even came at Jesus Christ himself three different times, and we're going to be looking at that passage of scripture in Matthew 4 next week, the story of Jesus and the devil facing off in the wilderness. But the devil will keep coming back at you, so be prepared and don't get slack. Don't get lazy, don't get lethargic and think if you defeat the devil one time, or if you go to a conference somewhere or go to mission trip somewhere and you get high up on that spiritual mountain, you get high on that spiritual plateau, and you think you have it made for the rest of your life. No, that isn't the way it works. You have it made for just that moment and that season and that time, but then after that, you come back down and you work for the kingdom, and the devil will come against you, and he will try to destroy the gains that you've made in that place where you gained victory over him. Verse 22, then the Philistines went once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Then David inquired, and the Lord said, "You shall not go up. Circle around behind them. Come upon them in front of the mulberry trees." Verse 24, and it shall be, When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. And so this is point number 4 in this battle plan. You see that the Lord has changed the tactics and the strategies that he uses against the devil. And so I want you to be ready, beloved. I want you to be ready to shift gears. God isn't always going to give you the same battle plan. God isn't always going to give you the same path to trod to defeat your enemy. He might change strategies. He might change and shift gears on you. And so you have to be willing to move quickly. You have to be willing to listen to the Lord and move quickly when he gives you instruction. And it may not sound like the instruction for the battle that you had last week. It may sound totally different, but understand this: when you're listening for the Lord, when you're listening to him, then you're going to be ready to adapt to whatever strategy the Lord has laid out for you, whatever plan and tactic the Lord has laid out for you. You're going to be ready to adapt and put that plan into motion. David moves on in verse 25, after the Lord went out before him and struck down the camp of the Philistines. In verse 25 it says, David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. And so, God can change strategies. Be ready to shift. Be ready to move, but the Lord will go out before you, and he will fight your battle for you in the enemy of your soul. Well, Psalm 18 is another psalm I want to talk about today. It talks about the battle of King David with his enemies. If you've never read Psalm 18, I suggest you do that and understand that it is a picture of warfare. Many of the psalms are psalms of praise and psalms of comfort and psalms of encouragement. But Psalm 18 and many of the psalms, especially of King David, the early psalms, are psalms of warfare. Psalm 35 is another, a psalm of warfare. And so we know that David had many battles. He was the warrior king, and also we have battles. We have many battles, and we want to be victorious in the battles. We want to move forward just as the Lord wants us to move forward. And so in Psalm 18, I'm going to read this picture of the battle that King David went through, but we can all relate to it as well. Psalm 18, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Well, I'm going to stop right there and just say, beloved, if you are a believer, if you are a believer, give God thanks today because he is your strength. He will raise you up. He will lift you up. He will strengthen you in every situation. David said, my Lord is my God and my strength in whom I trust. He is my fortress. He is my rock. He is my deliverer. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. And he is my stronghold. Verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And I would tell you just a short, quick story here. Last week in the prison, we were praising and worshiping the Lord, and the glory came in and filled that place. There wasn't a big crowd there, but the people that were there were very intent on worshiping the Lord. And I want to tell you, brethren, when you don't feel like praising the Lord, that's the time you should do it. You should praise the Lord. He is worthy of our praise. And when you praise him, even when you don't feel like it, get down on your knees and praise him. Or you stand up and raise up your holy hands and praise him and let him know that he is worthy to be praised, that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is the captain of your army. And so when you praise the Lord, there is breakthrough in the spirit realm. There is breakthrough because the devil hates it when you praise the Lord. There is breakthrough, and God will give you breakthrough as you praise the Lord. David said, I will call upon the Lord, and he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, or that was another name for hell. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came from him even to his ears. The Lord thundered from heaven, verse 13, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He set out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Verse 17, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I'm going to stop right there and say, beloved, the Lord wants to deliver you into a broad place. He wants to set your feet on a firm foundation. He wants to bring you up out of that miry clay, out of that pit of darkness, that place of despair. He wants to bring you up out of there. And if you'll praise him, put on some praise and worship music and spend time praising the Lord. It is great to praise the Lord. It is great to be with the Lord and spend time in his presence. And he is worthy of your praise. And as you praise him, that is a great act of spiritual warfare that breaks the back of the enemy. As you praise him, it tells the enemy, you have no place in me. You have no stronghold in me, and you will not be victorious over me, and I will give my praise to the Lord God Almighty. I'm going to ask you, beloved, to be in prayer for the Africa Mission as we speak, as you hear this message today. I am in Africa preaching and giving pastor training and pastor encouragement in the countries of Burundi and Kenya and Republic of Congo. And so I ask for your prayers. I pray that you would spend some time with the Lord, interceding for this mission, interceding for me, and asking the Lord to bless this mission and to bless the people involved, all the pastors and all the preachers, all the praise and worship teams, because the battle here in Africa is great. There's a lot of witchcraft. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of sexual immorality. There is a lot of syncretism and different melding together of different religions. And so there's lots of warfare, and I'm going to be standing on the platform preaching the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the exclusive message to these people, these precious people in Africa, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. If you haven't picked up a copy of the book, Gather the Outcast, Reaching the Lost in Africa, do that today. You will bless the ministry. You will be blessed in your own faith walk. Your own walk will be encouraged. And so if you've not done that today, I'm going to give you contact information here at the close of this message so you can order that book and you can bless this ministry and be encouraged in your faith walk and be encouraged as you read that book to step out into your calling, into your destiny, and make a mark for the kingdom of Almighty God. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.